Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. And I have just a little PSA for everyone. Whatever you do, don't have a glass of wine before bed and take a sleeping pill. Because I have text messages and Amazon orders a mile long that, I mean, messages I will never live up to.
Oh, Jay, I got some of the messages. I thought they were fun. I'm like a supermodel to you when you're on Ambien, so I'm here for it.
Apparently.
You think I'm funny.
I do.
You think I come in like a queen. I said, take more of the Ambien. Take more.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved it.
Well, that's news to me, but it might not be news to you guys or some of these headlines. So, Michaela, give us some news on the beat.
All right, guys. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 to block a Louisiana abortion access law that was set to go into effect today. The state's Unsafe Abortion Protection Act requires a doctor have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the facility where the abortion is performed. If the law had gone into effect, it would effectively limit the number of clinics in Louisiana to go from 3-1. Critics state there's no medical justification for the law, and it was just an attempt to restrict abortions. The ruling doesn't stop the High Court from taking up the case later and possibly upholding the law. Chief Justice John Roberts broke from his conservative colleagues on the decision, while new Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote the dissent. Now, in pop news, Cardi B seems to be everywhere these days, and we will see her again in a commercial for Pepsi with another famous face you might recognize. The new commercial premiering on Sunday during the 61st Grammy Awards continues the brand's More Than Okay campaign and features a cameo from drag queen Monet.
I'm dying. It's
Exchange.
So good.
Exchange! The advertisement kicks off in the retro-style diner seen in the first commercial as a waitress hits a customer with the all-too-familiar "Is Pepsi okay?" question. Cardi butts in, "Did you ask if Pepsi's okay?" Everyone else in the restaurant gets wind of what happens and gives their best shot at repeating Cardi's signature.
I could do it.
Try.
Okay.
That was the worst thing I've ever.
I need to hear it again.
Okay.
Okay.
What is wrong with
you?
Let me
try one more time. Ready? Okay.
Nope. Okay, the Ambien is over. You're never taking it again. You don't even know how to roll your tongue in your Latin. Do it again. You're embarrassing me, and I'm going to not let you do this because we're live on air. One patron at the diner is Monet Exchange. That's what I'm talking about. The Bronx native and current all-star states in approval of another customer Pepsi's order. We have a little audio. It's not Jay. Don't worry.
I'll have a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Did you just ask if Pepsi okay?
Excuse me?
Of course Pepsi is okay.
Did you say okay?
No.
Okay. What kind of word is that?
Okay.
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 Like this. Okay.
Oh, did you say haiku?
Well, it doesn't.
We're not writing poetry, Jay. We're making fun of a commercial.
3, 2, 1. Oh, crew.
No. You're embarrassing me. Oh,
crew. Oh, crew.
Okay, you know what? Let's go to something that makes me happy since this is really destroying my life. Now, listen, what is happening? What is the problem here?
She's having technical difficulties.
Oh, she is having major. Okay. Now, we may not be the biggest fans of Ellen on her show. Yesterday, she did something truly amazing by gifting a family $1 million.
Sort of.
Can you imagine? Last November, fans Christy Daniels and Robert Daniels, parents of four sons, won prizes as part of the show's 12 Days of Giveaway campaign for their work giving back to their community despite their own financial problems. You're here because we're going to do something big that we've never done for any family ever. The talk show said Ellen then informed the family that she has partnered with the makers of Cheerios to give them $500,000. That is going to take care of a lot. It's going to take care of your debt. It's going to take care of your college for your kids. You're in a 2-bedroom apartment that you can buy a house now.
Is it?
We also have some audio that we should take a listen to because it's so sweet.
Yeah. So Cheerios wants you to have $500,000 because they want you to take care of all of your needs, but they love that you give back to the community. They love That's why Cheerios is doing this, because they're all about 1 million acts of good. We're always looking for people to write into us and tell us what they're doing, because we want to spread this around in the world. And they know that you love to pay it forward. So now, The $500,000 is for you. They're giving you another $500,000 to pay it forward however you want. We're gonna follow you around, and you're going to pay $500,000.
Okay, not for nothing. I mean, it's a great gesture, but they get $500,000. That's college for four kids and a house?
Jay, stop raining on our parade. Be cool.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. We have hijacked our ad sales guy, Adam Wolfson.
Adam Wolfson is in that. Why don't you just talk on the mic, Adam Wolfson?
Here's what's important about this. Since we
originally... Can we turn his mic on?
Since we got into radio starting October 11th, we came out of the closet with Channel Q.
Wait, he's such a diva. He won't even put the headphones on because it's going to mess up his hair.
Let me give you our listeners. We've talked about him a lot, and we've never put him on air. Here's the thing. Adam Wolfson is like 6 foot plus, ginger, muscly. He walks by, and everyone swoons. Even Michaela gets a little pitter-patter in her lesbian heart.
I will change her.
See how they are.
So I will change
her. Anyway, Adam, do you love working for Channel Q? I know that you work for all the other stations, but say
how do you not?
How we have to be your favorite.
We have the best-looking radio talent in the country.
I know. And now we're on
LA, so that's all that matters.
You know what's so fun? He came in here to tell us about a deal he was working on and how they're really promoting Channel Q. It's so fun. But you've been here at Intercom for how many years?
I've been with Intercom here 4.5 years since I moved to California.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, with my wife and kids.
That's so cool.
Do you know what's funny? He's not just a ginger. He also drives a red car as well. He just loves the color red.
He loves the color red.
I love it. But listen, tonight is RuPaul's Drag Race, which you've never seen, right?
No idea. But all I know is who RuPaul is.
Got it. Adam. We are going to make you a fan. So tonight you're going to have a good time. We're going to bring you to Boys Town. We're going to watch the show because it is like the gay Super Bowl. And since I did have to suffer through the real Super Bowl last weekend, it's only fair that you enjoy this. And I have to say, I think you're going to like it.
So here's what we're going to do next week.
You got it.
If I go to drag tonight.
Yes.
I'm not dressing though, right?
No. Okay. Just
making
sure. No one's legit addressing drag. I feel like he wants to.
I'm starting to get nervous.
You're getting a little sweaty. Got it. Yeah.
So last week you had to watch the Super Bowl. This week I have to watch Drag Race.
Yes.
Next Friday we're going to do
Vegas.
Contesting. Or Thursday we'll do contesting.
What's contesting? Oh, okay.
You make up the questions, Michaela.
Okay.
You ask me questions about the Drag Race and ask him questions about the Super Bowl.
Oh, this is so good.
Now I have to rewatch it and pay attention.
By the way,
it was short, though.
Not basketball.
Right.
Okay.
So there's no slam dunks or things.
Maybe.
Field goals?
But I'm going to be honest with you.
That actually didn't happen at all.
Oh, jeez.
But I'm going to be honest. A lot didn't happen in the Super Bowl. It was like a very
boring Super Bowl.
That's
why I feel like it'd be an easy one for me to memorize.
But he has to be able to answer questions without saying the word tights.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
True.
We're putting it we're putting it down now.
Yes.
Next Thursday, I'm going to write out questions. Well, I'm not. Justin, our producer, is because I'm worthless. But we're going to do questions for Jay about the Super Bowl and questions about Adam Wolfson from sales and our dear friend here about Drag Race.
Yeah.
And then whoever wins, what's the prize? There's got to be a good prize.
Well, he works in ad sales. He'll get us some kind of prize.
Wait.
Couples massage. Me and you, face down, two Swedish women working on our backs. Get into it.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
See,
I want to win a prize for just writing the questions and reading them to you.
You could be the Swedish woman.
You can watch.
Yeah,
can we do a thruple massage?
I don't know if they do that. They should. That's judgmental if they don't. Well, the contestants still left in the running are Naomi Smalls, kind of like the Naomi Campbell of drag. Latrice Royale, she's like the big mama soul lady. Monique Hart, comedy queen. Trinity the Tuck Taylor, famous for her infamous tuck and just being a pageant girl. And of course, Monet Exchange, who was featured in Cardi B's new Pepsi commercial.
So this is for her tuck.
For her tuck.
That's a thing. You don't understand what that is? So it's tuck.
I get what it is. Yeah. I used to do it all the time.
Why would it be a thing?
It's got to be a thing. So there's several times they're in swimwear and there's no visible anything.
Look,
and
I'm
they
gonna
talk
show
about
you.
It.
I'll pull it up on my phone right now so you understand what the importance of... Because here's the thing with Trinity the Tuck, which you'll learn tonight. She's my pick. So we have a fantasy drag race.
That's right.
Here. And I'm in the lead because...
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah, Jeffrey, school her because I think she may think
because Trinity's going to win.
No. Sorry, girl, but I have Monet Exchange
like
and Naomi Smalls.
He's got two.
He's got two drag queens
still in. I only have one drag queen still in the race. Justin, how many of you people? Nobody?
I choose not to answer that question.
Oh, no, Justin is out of the running.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So here's what's going to happen. If you were to even just pick one, you don't even need to watch every single episode to be invested.
That's why it's important to be the Trinity of the Talk.
Because you have to have
that
it disappear.
Oh, wow.
Electrical tape. We won't have to do it to you.
If I lose next week, I will go and drag. If you lose.
Okay, that's great.
If you lose.
Yeah.
Something football related.
Okay, that's fine.
He's going to dress like that all the time.
I love the you're there's no losing for me.
Yeah,
football player or drag, win-win.
How about he's got to play?
I got to play football?
No, he's going to get hurt, Adam. I'm not trying to get my toes killed.
You can play on my 9-year-old son's team.
Oh, that, I've done that before. The Red Sox and I partnered with this little league, and we played a game with them.
Did you play football?
No, baseball. Baseball. Oh, yeah, I've done sports with like for kids. You know,
did you get hurt or you okay?
No. Well, one kid tried to. You know, the pitcher kid. He just coming from my face.
The pitcher kid.
He did. He kept trying to throw balls. I was like, this is not going to work, kid.
That's not the first time you had balls to the face, Jason. That's real.
I just want
to
ask one question though. What is my drag name?
Ooh. Oh. You know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a picture of you against our step and repeat that says Channel Q, you looking handsome and gorgeous, and we're going to take submissions from our listeners. Just hit us up at We Are Channel Q, and you can find this picture in our story, and you get to pick what you think the very attractive Adam Wolfson's drag name should be.
There's something about the last name Wolfson. Like, it should be something Wolf.
Nothing Ginger?
Like, Ginger Wolf.
Ginger Wolf is good.
There's already a Ginger Minge, and you can't copy people.
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out.
This is pretty good. All right.
I want to see his level of excitement tonight because he's going to get invested. It happens to everybody. You think you don't, and then you just get suckered
in. He's going to be. Those boys are going to go crazy for him. You should bring, like, you got to, like, secure him a little bit.
He's going to hold my hand.
I have a chastity belt on at all times.
Have you ever been to a gay club?
Oh, please, all the time.
Today? Twice.
We've gone twice together.
7:30 in the morning.
Oh, Adam is very, very much an ally to the community. But moreover, you know, last time we went out together, he's actually a pretty good wingman.
Oh,
surprising,
good
huh?
for you.
I'm
well,
not a bleep blocker.
Yeah. I'm not going to be there tonight, so please try to set him up. I've been trying to set him up for a couple of weeks now.
I don't think he's heteroflexible, Jeffrey's hoping. No, I mean,
I'm flexible.
I don't know.
Like
well, I've actually never like gotten drunk with him before, but
no,
tonight
we had
is
that
a new day.
Conversation
we did.
About waking up in Vegas.
That's right.
And I said, there's no amount of alcohol that I'm going to wake up in Vegas
with. Katy Perry songs all about it. Last Friday night included one of them. But Adam Wolfson, this Friday night, me, you, Drag Race, Revolver. We'll see what happens.
And next week, you'll be waking up in Vegas.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. Now, Drag Race is tonight, and so I hope you have your picks. Again, going around the room, Justin is out of the game, but he's still supporting the cause. Jeffrey, you've still got two ladies in the race, and Michaela Gordon is holding on to Trinity the Tuck
because she's
Taylor.
Because she's going to win, and everybody that we talked to is like, Trinity's definitely going to win. So I just don't know how I wouldn't win.
Latrice Royale, I definitely need her to be top three. I'm hoping for that to happen. But I will say, I think secretly that our sales guy, our straight sales guy, Adam Wolfson, who I'm going to take to Drag Race tonight, I think he's going to have a good time.
He loves gay people. He's going to have a great time.
I mean, more the competitive nature. I found a lot of straight guys like Drag Race when they see the sportsmanship part of it and the competitive edge.
Yeah, that's what you have to understand. It's like it's a sports event, particularly for us. But also, that's why, the amount of work that those queens have to put in, making their gowns. Just tucking alone for hours.
Tucking, which was news to Adam, the fact that they have to create hips and butt and pad their boobs. Some of them don't. Some use like silicone kind of just chest plates. But speaking of silicone chest plates, you know, a lot of biological women, or I shouldn't say that term, a lot of women who've gotten implants have suffered some really kind of different ailments. One is the thing that Michelle Visage is bringing awareness to.
Right.
Which is, what is it labeled again?
So it's called breast implant illness. And right. I was made aware of it. As you guys know, I originally just wanted to get my breast taken out because I just wanted to be secure with myself.
Had implants in 2012.
I got my implants in 2012, and it was said that if you got the gummy bear gels, that it was safe. That was in 2012. Now, moving on, I wanted to get my breasts taken out this year because I just was over them. Unfortunately, my doctor said that it would be better to put a small implant in to help the fullness of the breast until I could take them out. great, which is fine. But now the FDA has come out and said at least 457 women in the United States have so far been diagnosed with anaplastic large cell lymphoma. And that was said in a statement Wednesday. That's due to their breast implants.
Nine of those women
have died as a result of the rare cancer. It affects the cells in the immune system, and it can be found around the breast implant. The thing is, there's always been a lot of back and forth. First, it was only the textured implants that could give you, that could make you sick. Now they're coming out saying it is, in fact, all implants that can make you sick. Even if it's a 1 in 10,000 chance, there is still a chance that you could be the 1 of 10,000. So, originally,
so
my
sick,
goal,
you mean not cancer sick, you mean other, because there's two different things, right?
Well, there's a lot of things that are
coming
now.
There's a lot of things that can happen.
Yes.
One of them is this rare form of cancer, but other things, like you were telling me earlier about the,
I mean, it's
it can
causing
anxiety and all these other.
It's causing anxiety. It's causing migraines, headaches. Yeah. It causes rashes. They're saying they're now connected to autoimmune diseases. You could get things like fibromyalgia, lupus, a lot of things that are happening. So they are now, the FDA is quoted saying, we are also asking healthcare providers to report to the FDA cases of breast implant associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma, which is BIA-ALCL, in patients with breast implants. This includes reporting individual cases as well as rates you may have experienced during your practice. So they're telling the doctors, you have to let them know. So unfortunately, when I got mine done, I did put a small implant in before really knowing the importance of breast implant illness. So it's going to look like I'm going to have to take care of it again.
I have a question. So when you get these implants in, are you aware, how much do they tell you ahead of time of the health risks?
I've never been told the health risks.
Oh.
And that's what women are upset about.
Is that long piece of paper form you sign before surgery, is it one of those they sneak them in there legally?
Yeah, I mean, there is, but I wasn't understanding that. And this could be me, this could be my fault, but I was under the impression, because of the FDA, that smooth implants were the safest choice.
So will this affect your decision to keep the sort of placeholder implants you have in now?
No, I mean, now it's like I have to resave the money and I'm going to have to get these implants taken out if I feel concerned.
I feel like we should have Michelle Visage on to talk about this at some point, because she's documenting her journey of it. And it's so fascinating to me as an outsider and observer. I don't have any intention of ever getting breast implants. I have friends with pec implants,
right.
But I think the idea of putting something foreign in your body.
But male breast cancer is a real thing as well, and it's not so talked about. But men's breast cancer is another big thing.
When you have breast implants, does that affect your ability to check for cancers and stuff?
Because breast implants, it's more difficult to, I believe, get a mammogram because it also makes it easier to pop the implant. And that also ruptures it. There's a lot. I'd like to use maybe for What the Health, our segment brought to you by NERX, a chance to talk about that. But we'll continue to, when we come back, we'll have more stories for you. This one's kind of got me in my feels. So we'll be right back with a new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordana.
Oh.
Michaela Gordon.
Oh, that's a name.
Michaela Gordana.
Gordana, I love it.
Gordana's nice for you.
I like Gordana. Why didn't I have that last name? I'm changing it immediately.
But if you wanted to get exotic.
Michaela Gordana.
Yeah, like if you're going overseas.
Michaela Giordano. Michaela Gordon.
That's my family name, Giordano.
Is it really?
Yeah, the Italian side, yeah.
Are we meant to be?
Maybe.
Good.
Here we are. You're in leopard. You're in a leopard tracksuit right now.
I mean, am I pleased? We don't know. No one will ever know.
All right. Well, speaking of things that please us, this is really a heartwarming story about a young girl in the UK, Harmony Rose Hall, who was 3 years old when she lost her limbs to meningitis. I know that's the sad part. But she just received her first pair of prosthetic legs. And now the doctors told her parents, no way she was able to walk. But she moves around on the prosthetics after having, like I said, both of her legs and arms amputated when she was one. Now, she's entered the 13.1-mile Bath Half Marathon in Somerset in the UK that's going to be taking place next month. Now, she's going to be pushed around the course by a 7-strong support team, but is determined to run the last stretch on her own using her prosthetic legs. Now, her running team included family members and two of her teachers. They've raised some money for a children's charity called Time is Precious. We have got the full story on wearechannelq.com if you care to donate or just kind of see see how inspirational this young lady is. Now, many of the people there have done half marathons before, but this will be the first time that they have pushed a wheelchair around the 13.1 miles. So, I mean, it's just it's such a great story of like the human will. And she was fitted with this, by the way, the prosthetic legs. Not cheap.
No.
$12,949 is what they went for.
Ugh.
But she is thriving, and she had this rare case of meningitis that caused her to have all the things that she otherwise people would think she needed amputated, but she's proving that she's gonna be a rock star all on her own. She's got these really cute, I didn't even know they made prosthetics like this. I want these. Adorable unicorn prosthetics for kids. She looks like a little angel. It's really, really cute. When you think of people who give up so quickly in times of their life when things get a little hard, just goes to show you that things could be much worse and you could still find a positive way to spin it.
I mean, she's 5 years old and mm-hmm. I think that's just so incredible. Well, thank you, Jay, for sharing that story.
On the website.
Yeah, I don't head on over to wearechannelq.com. While you're there, you guys, don't forget, we are officially a podcast now. So if you missed us, don't worry. You can listen to us now. Also, if you're in your car, if you're on your way to work, if you're at the gym, you can listen to us just on the app at radio.com. Also, we're a part of your smart speakers now. All you have to do is say, Alexa, play Channel Q on radio.com, and it will give you us right away. And that way you could do your home, to your car, to your work, and never miss anything we're saying. How exciting is that?
It's pretty exciting, but not as exciting as Valentine's Day. Do you have special plans with Lisa?
I do.
Good for you. Well, for those of you who don't, some of you couples might want to consider something new this year by joining Channel Q and the world-famous Abby. They're going to present Loveline's Valentine's Day Hookup. Now, Dr. Chris Donahue will be broadcasting live from the Abby in Los Angeles, West Hollywood to be specific, on February 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. He'll be answering your questions on love, sex, and dating. Saving sex lives one answer at a time. And so if you're in the Southern California area on Valentine's Day and you're just looking for some fun with friends, you just want some good advice, of course, the night's going to be full of prizes, specialty drinks, and a lot more. So head on over to wearechannelq.com for more information about Loveline at the Abbey for Valentine's Day.
We love that. All right, you guys. Well, when we come back, we've got news on the beat where we highlight some of today's hottest topics. And then, this is so exciting, later in the hour, we will be joined by Daniel Newman from The Walking Dead.
Stop it.
Jay, put your makeup on. Get ready.
I'm applying my rouge as we speak.
Stick around for the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.